As we heard earlier in the program, the incident of American soldiers burning copies of the Quran in Afghanistan has touched off waves of protests and violence that have claimed several lives, including American soldiers. It could be that the burning and subsequent Afghan response came about in part because of a lack of interpersonal relationships with Afghans. At Fort Campbell, troops from the 327th Infantry Regiment, 1st Brigade Combat Team, are in intensive training for a potential deployment to Afghanistan this winter. Among their training missions is what's called a soldier-leader engagement, where the soldiers practice building relationships with the people in that country. But as Chad Lampe discovers, it isn't as easy as a smile and a handshake.
A group of six Afghan men dressed in traditional long flowing garments play cards and listen to music from a small boombox while they await their orders for a planned engagement training, or SLE. Role player Qadus Khan, who plays the village elder, lays out the basic reason for the training. His son, Hamid, interprets.
When you know how to talk to an elder, as he says, that's where relationships start. If you know the culture of the country, if you know how to come into a house, how to sit down, how to shake someone's hand, how to eat, how to do everything in a way where it's towards our culture, would be much better than what it is when they go walking there first.
The Army is keenly interested in relationships. 1st Brigade Commander Colonel J.P. McGee says soldiers, now with longer time between deployments, are focusing more on culture and language training.
If you have the skills required to establish good working relations with your partners, you're going to be more effective when you actually go down and do it. And a lot of those skills are something that need to be practiced because the Afghan culture is different.
Today is when soldiers, many of them for the first time, learn some of these skills.
He's really upset with the nighttime raids.
Captain Mark Searles has been deployed to Afghanistan before, but this is his first SLE training. He's huddled in a circle with his team, prepping them with intelligence before meeting with the Afghan role players.
Schooled up on our thought process and how we do business as far as...
The scenario is an ongoing blood feud between two tribes within the village, with one facilitating insurgent activity. The soldiers are now on the scene after a bout of IED explosions that have left two children dead. Captain Searles, another soldier, and his interpreter enter a gate. They walk past two goats in the front yard of a makeshift shelter and meet the village elder, the mayor, and the village police chief.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Qadus, the elder, reaches out to greet Captain Searles with two hands, and the captain reciprocates with only one, which is his first mistake. He then makes his second mistake without even a word. He failed to ask permission to enter the tent with his boots on. He then recovers well by introducing his partner and interpreter. They exchange niceties with the Afghans, but 5 minutes into the conversation, Captain Searles makes another mistake.
Listen, I know you invited us here to come to your village because you wanted to speak about some issues.
He cuts to the chase when the elder still wants to continue small talk. The exercise continues for around an hour, and Captain Searles makes another few more minor mistakes when telling the elder he could help him with a project. But Searles thinks he performed well.
Overall, I wouldn't say too bad. I think there's always those cultural differences of, hey, you made a promise. Well, no, I really didn't. But that's just the finer things between the two cultures.
His interpreter, Hamid, agrees, but he gives Searles a tough suggestion. Try to take charge, but be patient.
I don't know if I've cracked the code on that yet. It's kind of talking out of both sides of your mouth, I think, because if you don't make an attempt, you could be there for 2 hours. We just don't have that kind of time. A lot of that also, I think, depends on your take on the situation. I mean, both parties had engaged in small talk, initiated by both parties. So is that enough, maybe, or not, if you want to keep talking? So.
Searles describes his mission as sort of a checklist, where Hamid's tip to a successful engagement and path to building rapport is much more humanistic.
You have to try to get into the heart of those people. You have to be very generous. You have to have a specific way of talking so that they can gain some trust from you. And to balance that would be to talk about your family so that they would know that you do care, which is important for those people. They want you to care.
It's a simple idea, but a challenging practice for these young soldiers. They're tasked with very complex objectives ranging from calling in an artillery strike to protecting themselves to having tea with an elder to gain intelligence. And as Colonel J.P. McGee says, these objectives won't change. Relationship building for these men is now and remains a top priority. However challenging, that's what they're there for. For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe.